Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're talking about the death of the United States, the death of the Republic, the birth of total dictatorship. And yeah, it's when Bush signs this, it will be an official dictatorship. And that's actually being written as headlines by major publications, so they see it the same way. It is official, and it doesn't mean we can't get it back. Doesn't mean we can't. They're trying to bully us. They're trying to scare us right now. They're trying to intimidate us with the full horror of this. And unless we want to unleash these monsters, literal monsters, you know, that stuff you see at Halloween, folks, again, that comes from the legends of evil people doing bad things. And they've always existed. They've always been here. The Jeffrey Dahmers, the Minglas, the George Bushes. And they're here. They're here, my friends. And we've got to chase them back into the caves. They are out in the streets. They are on the high places. They are openly ruling. It is just so wicked. I mean, wicked isn't even the word for it. This is just open black demons literally spreading their wings over our country right now. This is, it would be less scary if it was a horror flick, you know, like Lord of the Rings, and there's some army of, you know, some dark army at our gates. At least the people would see the threat and fight it. This is people in $3,000 suits strutting around with coiffed hair, lying and spinning, and but it comes out, oh, we're building FEMA camps, Houston Chronicle for you. Oh, yes, we can designate citizens as enemy combatants and torture children. Yes, we're creating a North American Union. Yes, we've tripled the size of the BATF. Yes, well, we're going to have national service, but it's not a draft. You know, it's just, it's all over the top right now. I talked to Cameron yesterday in the last 60 seconds of the show, and he was somebody that disagreed. He thinks the government's good, and he was serious. He thinks it's bad that I'm criticizing it. He was a nice fella, though. And he wasn't to come on an hour ago, 30 minutes ago, but I just can't take calls right now. So he's been gracious enough to say he'll come on in 30 minutes. And then we will have open phones. I haven't even started reading the subsections of the bill yet. Really what I should do is just write an article about it and list the subsections. And I've got some more news articles I wanted to read and analyze just to show you the incredible propaganda. But Cameron is coming up in 30 minutes. We'll spend a few minutes with him, give him some more time to tell us how we're wrong. It's important to understand the mindset of people that don't understand us. But and we will take your calls on this subject. They have passed the wiretapping, unlimited, no more Fourth Amendment. Openly announced it in the news. They say no more. They're openly saying no more Constitution. They actually say no more Constitution, no more Bill of Rights. They actually say no more Fourth Amendment, unlimited. And they are openly admitting that U.S. citizens can be arrested now that they've passed it. There was some lying earlier this week going, oh, no, it doesn't affect U.S. citizens. But then people read the subsections, and it clearly says that they just simply say you're not a citizen. And now folks are finally reading it, and it says that protesting, demonstrating, yelling, everything is terrorism. As Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said, what was it, yesterday or the day before? He said, this is the end of the country. This is Nazi Germany. No one has ever codified this in law. Not the Soviets, not the Chi-Coms, not the Nazis, not the East Germans. They just did things like this. No, not in America. We're so stupid that they call it a reform to protect you when it is literally the belly of the country being slit open and our guts trailing out behind us. Bush is busy cramming the innards of the country in his fat little mouth, smiling at us. It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go to your calls, and I'm going to go through this legislation. But I want you listeners to know that in my 13 years, coming up on 13 years of studying and fighting the New World Order, I've never seen things get anywhere close to this dark. I've never seen things move this fast. I've never seen the lies and the twisting by the media be so thick. But at the same time, then they'll have other articles that just admit it all and say it's all good. And I think about everything innocent and beautiful and sweet and dear and our families and private property and due process and the people being in charge. Man, that's all gone. I love this country. I'm really upset, okay? We've all got to be very angry right now. And we've all got to have courage. And like never before, make copies of the 9/11 films. Call into radio talk shows every day. Write letters to the editor every day. Start websites. Get aggressive. And defend yourselves too, folks. Liberal, conservative, it doesn't matter. Now is the time to buy guns. Now is the time to buy ammo. Now is the time to go to the shooting range. And just train to protect yourself from criminals. Because this is very, very, very serious. We have a criminal, rogue, enemy combatant government. They are the hijacking, piratical criminals. The power in this legislation that they claim gives them, the legal basis claim for their actions, is legal statements and memoranda adopted by the administration from John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez almost exclusively, And then from the use of military force, AUMF legislation passed by Congress September 14th, 2001, which was just an authorization for military force, not for total dictatorship. And his powers under Commander-in-Chief under Article 2, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, historically and with legal precedence, does not give him that power. And again, Bush is just a puppet. They, on purpose, are trying to go for the whole nine yards. Really, the whole 100 yards. They are just throwing it down, going, yeah, we torture kids, and yeah, we'll secretly arrest you, and yeah, we're spying on you, and yeah, we can take your private property whenever we want, and yeah, there's a North American Union, and yeah, the electronic voting machines are a scam. I mean, look at it. We're going into dictatorship. And folks, dictatorships are so they can rob and rape you. Now, I want to go over this AP report. Just because it's so amazing. They say the terrorists held at Guantanamo. So the terrorists don't deserve rights. See, guilty until proven innocent. Then I want to go over the Washington Post saying Posse Comitatus is gone. The Washington Post saying, American citizens are enemy combatants. The Washington Post, another article saying there's no more habeas corpus. I mean, folks, habeas corpus. Let's go to Kurt Nemo, prolific blogger, who called in. I'm always honored to have Kurt call in. Kurt, what's on your mind?
Hey, Alex. Earlier you were talking about this the section in this bill that talks about menacing words, sign, or gestures. Well, apparently
that's right. You found that section then, because I read that this morning. I was trying to find it again. What section is that?
It's page 79 of the PDF document.
79. Okay.
Yeah, and it's what it says. I think it's a reference to the military commissions themselves. If you protest or give a sign or a gesture in its presence,
you're looking at another section. They're saying that's contempt of the judge.
Right.
No, that's another section.
Okay. Yes, it's a pretty large bill. It's kind of hard to ferret through it. But yeah, this is atrocious. I really can't believe that Congress put this.
Well, do you see the parts about moving into property that? Owning the wrong house that you plan to use for terrorism, that's proof now?
The Constitution's gone as far as I'm concerned. These guys have totally destroyed the Constitution. And this codifies the whole thing. The police state is in place at this point.
Do you agree with my statement that this is the day America died? I'm not saying it can't be resurrected, but this is the day America died. This is the day dictatorship was born.
It will be as soon as Bush signs this.
Yeah, but I think that's a good headline. The day America died, the day dictatorship was born.
Yeah, this is his enabling act. I mean, this is exactly what Hitler did. It's a repeat.
Well, Bush's grandfather was a top Nazi officer in the U.S. That's admitted. Mainstream, New York Times, you name it. And imagine, I mean, these are cold-blooded killers, folks, to use their words. Man, Kurt, can you believe this happened to the U.S.? We're watching it fall right now.
Well, the people are—they're not doing anything about it. They're letting this happen. You know, they're sidetracked by their fluff media and their football games and their television sets, and they let this happen to them. They let it happen, and we have to blame the American people for this because they cannot stand up. They are so domesticated that they cannot stand up to this stuff.
Well, I agree, but it's really a form of mind control. People are mesmerized by food, by drink, by television, by their own little world. We're all so busy just taking care of normal things every day, bills and groceries and laundry and cleaning and yard work and family visiting. I mean,
this is a generation that has no concept of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. You know, it was deliberately not taught to them. They have no concept of their rights.
But it's more than that. I mean, it's a sick spin. Bush has been defeated. There's a whole bunch of those headlines. This bill restricts him. McCain, we can trust him. McCain is a total agent. I mean,
and people say that when the Democrats get in here during the midterm elections that all of this is going to change. It's such nonsense. They're totally on board with him.
Well, and then Bush gives a speech. Exactly. He gives a speech criticizing the Democrats. They're not tough on terror when the majority of them voted for it.
Yeah, exactly. They voted for the Patriot Act, and they allowed this whole thing to happen. And as far as I'm concerned, they're, you know, we should blame them as well.
Well, I mean, Roger Ailes and Fox News and Rupert Murdoch every week meet with Hillary. It's all staged.
Definitely.
It's all totally staged.
It's all smoke and mirrors. And we're entering a period now where people are going to disappear from the streets. I can see it now. It's going to happen.
Now, and they're going to do it. They're going to do it to try to intimidate people. And I say, folks, do not let it intimidate you. I still think that they're going to have big trouble when they try to implement this. I mean, look, they're already 80%+ of people don't trust them. So they've already blown their credibility. They've already blown their left-right paradigm. But they knew they'd have to do this, Kurt, when they moved for the big one. You know, they're going for broke now. They've put it all on the table.
But, Ellis, what if they have another staged terrorist event that's worse, a radiological event or something? People will just
lay
down.
I've said, and here we go, see him passing all this legislation. I've said, and now in the next month, we are in the prime zone for it, Kurt. I know. Listen, you know, I'm not abandoning ship, though. I know you're not abandoning ship. This is just, we cannot let them their fear get to us. Listen, it's just like when a serial killer comes up to a woman in a parking lot and goes, "Get in the car, bleeper, or I'm going to blow you away." The statistics, the history, the common sense shows you scream, you hit, you run, you zigzag. And I'm not going to go, "Okay, I'll be quiet." And I know you're not. You're calling in. "I'll get in the car with you. Just be nice to me." No, I'm going to go, "Ah!" You know, and in fact, I'm not just a woman. I'm not going to run. I'm going to grab that gun and just break that sucker's arm and ram those teeth up in their head. I tell you what, I am not going to sit here and just roll over belly up to these people. We got to stand. We're Americans. We're not total scum. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't freaking believe it. Oh, God.
Well, people have no concept of history either. I mean, you know, you use the example of, you know, somebody pulling up and telling you to get in their car at gunpoint. You know, history shows that when the people get into the police state car or the van, that's it for them. But they don't know that. They don't realize that. They have no concept of history.
That's right, folks. It's exactly what Solzhenitsyn said. Go look what Solzhenitsyn said you should do when they come for you in the night, folks.
Fight.
Because if people start fighting, these bastards are going to run. They're testing us right now.
What's the alternative? If you do go with them, you're going to be tortured. You're going to be killed. They're going to waterboard you.
I don't think people realize how much scum there is. All the scum has joined this. They psychologically test the troops and find that 5% that are psychopathic killers, folks.
Well,
they've got armies of Jeffrey Dahmers waiting for you.
And recruiting gangbangers and scum.
Oh, the majority of them are now gangbangers. That's the point. Oh my God. I just can't believe, Kurt, this happened to our country. Listen, it's one thing to have Bush announce he's a dictator and announce he has all these powers and pay for fake news. And it's another thing for, you know, them to fight to pass the Patriot Act and do all this. But, you know, it took them years to get it done, to get the expansion done. Now they just lie and say, "Oh, it's a Bush defeat. Protect your rights." And you go read it, and it totally rewrites our federal laws and say,
But how do we address this bovine acceptance of people of just rolling over and saying, "Well, you know, we've got to protect ourselves against Al-Qaeda," and...
Well, that's why it's so important to expose government-sponsored terror. Everything they do hinges on that, and so I've been so upset today, I haven't even plugged my videos yet, or blogs like yours, Kurt, KurtNemo.com. We have got to just... Folks, it's about survival now. Get Terror Storm, and in fact, don't make 10 copies a week. I want you to make 1,000 copies. I want you to go take a loan out if you have to. I want you to go have them mass-produced. I want you to run around putting them on every car windshield. Unless we expose government-sponsored terror now, folks, they're not, don't you see, they're not stopping. Kurt, anything else?
Well, yeah, there's a lot, Alex, but I'll let you go to other calls. It's just that we got to resist this any way we can and just no stopping. Just push forward. Scream and yell. Tell everybody you know.
That's it. And if black vans start driving around with troops grabbing people, folks, you got to defend America. Those are enemy terrorists. They're enemy combatants. They're the enemy combatants. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 29, 2006. Gold opened at $5.99 an ounce, and gold coins can be purchased for $631.39. Again, that's $631.39 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economical climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities. Bankruptcies continue to weaken our financial institutions. Midas is offering the 2007 Red Book, a guide for U.S. gold and silver coins. Many of you are considering getting involved, but before you purchase precious metals, pick up a copy for reference at 1-800-686-2237. Or to evaluate the position you have already accumulated, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 points of international communism to capture America was to gain control of one or both political parties? Have you noticed that it doesn't matter which political party, Republican or Democrat, takes office? We continue in the same direction of losing our freedoms and ultimately our national sovereignty to the United Nations, which is a communist organization. The handwriting is on the wall. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The National Security Agency computers are gauging public opinion after each new step the enemy takes against this country, the New World Order Crime Syndicate. And when they know you're willing to fight, both in the info war and physically to defend this country, it will and can back them off. They're moving now with all this legislation. They don't care how damning it is, because I believe they're planning to launch a massive terror attack in the Western Hemisphere perpetrated by these criminals. Now listen, I'm at the tip of the spear, I'm at the end of the sword, I'm walking point, folks. So I don't want to hear that you're afraid or you're scared or they'll get you. They're going to get you, and they've already got you. You need to struggle and fight back. And I know that at a lot of levels I'm a dead man, and I've made my commitment, I've gutted up, I'm doing what I need to do. The sad part is after they wipe me out, if they do, they'll have all their COINTELPRO people going after me and demonizing me after the fact with lies. But it isn't about me, folks. It's about the future, and it's about bringing criminals to justice. We're going to defeat these people in the history books. They will be known as the terrorists they are. There's a good chance they're going to end up going to prison. There's a good chance that we're going to win this thing. But I know this, it's a lot worse if we don't fight. And I'm going to go down swinging. Now, again, they've passed in the House and Senate legislation for unlimited spying on the American people. No more Constitution. No more Fourth Amendment. They have passed secret arrest of U.S. citizens, secret trials, secret executions. Codified it in law. The Congress approved it. Just like they approved that blacks were two-thirds human. And we've had an elite that's engaged in all these past crimes, so don't think for a minute they're not going to try it now. They're going for broke. And I'm begging every single one of you out there who's on the fence, who hadn't taken the time out to research my claims, I'm begging you to find out I'm telling you the truth. I'm begging you from the bottom of my heart. This stuff's real. This is happening. And it's hard to face up to, it's hard to deal with, it's hard to consciously let it burn into your brain, but the consequences of not facing it are so much worse. Let's go to John in Michigan, then Andrew, Sam, Paula, Jim, and others. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
How you doing? Hey, this is only the second time I managed to get through to you, but, I mean, I just want to have a dialogue with you. I think God has definitely given you the discernment to go out and give the people this knowledge. You're definitely, I mean, you're serving a part in the whole body of Christ. But, and I haven't been listening to you that long, maybe a year, but, I mean, you know, there's other resources above and beyond. Once you shock people with the 9/11 truth and all that kind of stuff, people got to go read Karl Marx's 10 Planks and the Communist Manifesto, you know, where they abolish private property. There's something out there called the Communist Rules for Revolution, you know, where they divide people into hostile groups, you know, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal.
Black, white, Hispanic.
Yeah, keep people fighting amongst themselves while they take power.
But see, I talk about the communists and the plan and all that. You understand the communists are only one unit of the bankers? That was another fake ideology they created as an engine of domination 100-and-something years ago. And so people who say it's a communist conspiracy are wrong because communism is only one name for this neo-empire.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, you know what's going on, too. There's a war between God and Satan, and we're caught in the middle of it. And basically, in a nutshell, Satan was kicked out of heaven because he wanted all the people to worship him instead of God. So God threw him out of there, and now what's his goal? Kill all of humanity.
Yeah, kill, steal, and destroy.
Exactly. But the other thing is, too, you know what the first thing a communist regime does when they take over a country is they start teaching everybody evolution. They start teaching, they just dethrone God. These people think that they're God and they own the planet. And that's not true. But I mean, the other thing is, too, I mean, yeah, fight the New World Order, get out there, get all this information. But in the end, you know, the people get the ruler that they deserve in God's sovereignty. And America's deserving of judgment for the abortion, alcoholism, gambling, pornography, homosexuality. I mean, truth be told, the Christian church in America is full of sin. And Satan's biggest tool to take people to hell is false religion.
No, I hear you, sir, and I appreciate your call. It is true. Look at Rome. Look at Greece. Look at Babylon. Look at Europe. Every time people get really decadent and out of control, fat and happy, this stuff happens. There's a real correlation to it. But I don't get up and, you know, tell everybody that I've got all of the answers when it comes to the Bible, because I'm always reticent to steer people into these. They think, oh, well, I'll go be a Christian, and they get steered into these phony churches that are pure New World Order. People just need to read the Bible. We'll come back and talk to Andrew, Sam, Paula, Jim, others. And I really do have to keep the callers down to a short period, or I won't be able to get to anybody. All right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today, that's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
It's always hard to turn off Jimi Hendrix. Just go ahead and crank it up. Let him hear it.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine. Come and dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody up in this world.
Getting late. Let us stop talking falsely now. Ah, listen to that guitar. Best part right here.
yeah.
They're foot servants too. The four horsemen have come. The four horsemen are here for our republic, for our constitution, for our country. They are devouring it. They are dismantling it. They are annihilating it, crushing it, decimating it, incinerating it. Right in front of our very eyes. And they are so arrogant in their actions. They are so hateful. They are so cold-blooded. I hope you'll join me in the fight against the criminals that have seized control of this country. Don't let them fool you how they wrap themselves in the flag. They hate the flag. They hate this country. They hate everything about it. They're total control freaks right out of the pits of hell. And there are a lot of yuppies out there that think that life is but a joke and they can giggle at all this. Well, they're not going to be giggling for long. Because a lot of us have already lived enough to know that there is no way to get out of this stuff. There is no way to get out of it easy. You're going to have to go through the pain. It's a lot better to stand up to something than to try to go along with it. It's better to live on your feet than on your knees. We're going to go to your calls. I'm going to recap and go back into the incredible end of the Constitution, end of the country, birth of dictatorship that is taking place right now. This is unbelievable. Hitler's Enabling Act was not this draconian. You understand, they're not just butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're going further than China and Communist Russia and Nazi Germany did on paper. They're going where no one has ever gone in modern history. They are codifying zero rights, zero due process, guilty until proven innocent, end of the country. Let's go to Cameron, who's been really patient. He called in the last minute of the show yesterday, last minute and a half, and he disagreed with me. I didn't have time to do justice, so I got his number. We called him back today. He's in London, Ontario, Canada. And I was trying to figure out why he disagreed with us, exactly what he was saying. Cameron, give us your worldview. Explain to us our error.
Yes, sir. I'm actually a Mason. And I'm
Hold on a minute. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah.
But a minute ago, I told you it didn't sound good.
I'm not right now. Now I'm on a landfall. Yeah.
You are?
Yep.
Okay, well, just don't talk too loud then, because I want people to be able to hear you. I didn't know. Go ahead and tell me how everything's wonderful. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm actually a Mason, and I'm based out of Roslyn Chapel, which is in Scotland, and the Knights Templar were the ones who actually founded Masonry. And our secret number is 366, actually, and over in Yale, it's 322. Is that correct? It's 322?
Okay, sir, you called in yesterday and said you were wrong about that. I was wrong bashing the government. I don't care. just explain to me how we're wrong and why everything's fine, because I want to believe you. Believe me, I don't like what I see happening. Just explain it to me.
I don't think Governor Schwarzenegger's a dictator at all. I mean, you're going around, you're saying he's a dictator, but he's just the governor of California.
No, I have said that Arnold Schwarzenegger has said he'd like to be a dictator to multiple publications and in multiple interviews and in a documentary, and that he admires Hitler and that his father was a Nazi and that he's a foreigner and shouldn't be seeking the presidency.
I see. Have you ever seen Jingle All the Way?
Pardon me?
Jingle All the Way, it's a really good movie. Schwarzenegger... Schwarzenegger is exactly what we need for the president. I myself don't agree with George W. Bush when he talks about the present Iraqi war.
Is this a joke, sir? Is this a joke?
I'm just trying to talk.
Is this a joke? I mean, what kind of mental patient are you?
No, I agree with the government, but there are some things that I don't agree. I mean, I'm an American patriot. I love America. But when the president comes out and says that the present-day war in Iraq is just going to be a column or common in the history books. I mean, that to me is upsets me.
So what do you think about this new legislation that just passed for secret arrest of American citizens?
Well, I'm not really aware of that legislation.
So you're exactly, that's what you guys always say. Oh, you think I'm making all this up? Do you think I'm making all this stuff up?
No, but you're like Michael Moore. I mean, Michael Moore hasn't changed his genes since he did Roger Me in 1989. I mean, you guys, you got to be gentlemen. Like David Gerken said, you go around, you make understands with people, you violate people in the street.
Yeah, I got to be gentlemanly with people that are getting rulings that there's no private property.
That's true. Sir, you had a great opportunity to...
Let me put him on hold for a second because I can tell he's not going to shut up. Sir, I'm going to try to be really serious with you and not play games, camera. You said you were an American patriot. Were our founding fathers gentlemen? Were they friendly? And did they kiss the hand of King George III? Were they friendly in the face of tyranny? What are you saying, sir? Go ahead.
I'm saying that we are standing up. We're liberating Iraq and Afghanistan. We're fighting them. But at the end of the day, it is up to the Iraqi government to take control for their own country. But
so you think no-bid contracts aren't a problem?
I know what you're talking about with no big contract.
No, you don't. You guys are always the same. You never know anything. You just know you support something.
Oh, I do know. I know a lot of stuff. I know that you had a rare opportunity to actually join the Bohemian Club, but instead of joining it, you went against it. I mean, you went in there with...
rare opportunity? I wasn't offered any opportunity to join the Bohemian Club.
Well, you snuck in back in 2000.
Yeah?
Yeah, and you could have joined, right?
No.
Why not?
I wouldn't want to join that group. Number two, there's a 15-year waiting list, and extremely elite people are chosen.
Well, you're up there. I mean, you're a radio host, and you write for the New York Times or something like that?
No, sir. That's another Alex Jones.
Oh, okay. Well, you were...
And I'm not the billionaire Canadian Alex Jones, and I'm not the Scientologist Alex Jones. I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones. I'm 32 years old, and I'm sworn to defeat people like you.
Well,
you will be defeated. You think you've got power? You think you can talk to me with that baby talk? You think you can do that, you demon? I see exactly what you are, and I want you to know something. We're coming for you and your kind. You will not sup on our blood. We are not your slaves. Get behind me.
Sir, I'm not a vampire. I don't suck in people's blood. But I'll tell you this.
Now, you suck society's dry, you little parasite.
This is what Gergen was talking about, being ungentlemanly. You're being ungentlemanly. You're like Michael Moore.
I'm not. Hey, I'm not gentlemanly with people like you.
Well, really? Well, that's right. I mean, you're not being gentlemanly. Describe people like me. I mean,
you know what gentlemanliness is? It was training for class warfare to be a slave in Imperial England. No, I'm not. No, I'm not gentlemanly.
Everybody, the country right now is 50-50. Half of the people back in 2004...
No, the country is not 50-50. 70% are against the war. 99% are against the land grab.
Yes, that's
97%
true.
Are against the toll roads.
Oh, it was
89% are against the open borders. What?
It was 50-50 back in 2004. It was basically half for John Kerry, half for George W. Bush.
No. You had about 30% of the country... going and casting their ballots for those two groups, then others for some of the other parties.
Like Ralph Nader, I guess it was just Ralph Nader.
Yeah, but still, oh my God, sir.
But sir, you don't call yourself a Texan. I mean, you call yourself a Texan, but George W. Bush is more of a Texan than you. I've yet to see you wear a cowboy hat or anything like that. I mean, instead of playing all your radio
stations... This is a
American
joke. This is a joke.
Hear doom and gloom. Your radio station is all about doom and gloom. But we don't want to hear about the attacks.
Well, don't tune in then, brother. What are you doing tuning in?
Why don't you play something positive like Lindsay Lohan or Guns N' Roses or something like that? You know, I mean, why don't you talk about the good things? I mean...
Okay, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Man, I tell you what. No, I don't think it was a joke. That's how those people are. They're just condescending, and they talk to you in baby talk because they think we're all stupid. So sick. You're so sick. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. What's up the last week with calls from Canada? I mean, it's great, but Andrew in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Yeah,
hi.
That last caller there. He's a little bit crazy himself there. He's got the rose-colored glasses on. Kind of hurts me, though, when you're talking about you think they'll come and kill you and that, because, like, They didn't succeed with Martin Luther King. They didn't succeed with Jesus. The evil doesn't succeed when they kill people trying to do good.
I know, but they can't help themselves.
But, like, what we really need is, like, people that, like, Charlie Sheen and yourself, like, more of you to come out, like, where's Hollywood? Like, if even 10 more of them came together, like...
They're scared to death where they are. They can't control their fear. And listen, I just want the New World Order to know that I've counted the cost, and I want people to realize that I do realize the waters I'm in, and that I've made the choice that it's more than worth it, and I'm honored to be in the position I'm in. And this is getting really out of control, and I want people to realize how high the stakes are. And so that's why I bring that point up, and it just...
But they wouldn't succeed if they did that.
In the past it didn't help them, but they still do it. They look, they're arrogant. They have hubris. They're cold-blooded killers. I mean, that's who they are. That's what they are, and they've got a bunch of jellyfish conned. I mean, it is so sad for me. I know it's sad for you, too, to see all these conned people buying this baloney. I mean, I don't know. Folks, do you have any idea how evil the New World Order is? It is just so evil.
Yeah, like that bill was just passed yesterday, and the guy on the phone didn't even know what the heck you were talking about, and he says he's informed. Like, where are you?
They never do. They just say, I know nothing of that. Well, then it's the lying. The White House saying this doesn't affect U.S. citizens? Like Bush said, the spying doesn't affect U.S. citizens. Then he gets caught and he goes, okay, we'll totally legalize spying on you. You can't. You have to go amend the Fourth Amendment. You have to go get the majority of the states, two-thirds of the states. You can't just, I just get a law passed saying, ugh.
But we need someone in the public to come forward and, like Muse. People should support Muse for coming forward.
Hey, Rick Linkletter's gone public. Muse has gone public. Jesse Ventura talked about 9/11 being a cover-up. We just had Charlie Sheen do it. And people will criticize these guys. A lot of them are rebels that are going public. It's because they are rebels. They're not people who've just stayed in the box their whole lives. They're people who've lived and seen a few things. And, again, there's this delusion out there. I mean, I saw a Navy SEAL website saying Jesse Ventura was never a Navy SEAL. Next, they'll say he wasn't a governor. You know, it's just any level of delusion, because to them it's easy. You just believe the media, you believe the propaganda, you feel good, you go quietly into the night, and then when somebody grabs them, nobody's there to help them. Thanks for the call, sir, and I appreciate your support. Sam in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I was reading in the AP about an hour ago. They reported Alberto Gonzalez was speaking before some scholars, and I guess they include Justice Clarence Thomas as a scholar, and he was talking about how federal judges should not substitute their personal views for the president's judgments in wartime.
And now they're going to have a special federal committee that controls the judges to make sure that they rule certain ways. They're trying to pass laws, folks. I mean, this is dictatorship.
Oh yeah, definitely. I just want to urge people to think outside the box, and everybody's saying, you know, Democrats are going to save people. Not one Democrat stood up and voted against the bill. It was 100-0. So not one person stood up and said, you know, had a dissenting voice. And also they tell Democrats one thing, they tell Republicans one thing, and they do this to keep us fighting with each other instead of coming together for a common solution about the issue. So people just need to wake up.
What do you think about this legislation?
I mean, it really is the beginning of the end. Well, the beginning of the end happened a long time ago, but I mean, this is amazing. It almost had me in tears when I was reading. I was like, this is really amazing that the audacity of these people to just put it out there in our face like this, and people act as if it's nothing. The media won't cover it. They may talk about it for 5 minutes, not even that long. They'll cover it for 2 minutes, have some commentary, have people arguing back and forth, and then they'll go to Terrell Owens and how he committed suicide or was trying to commit suicide. They go to Lindsay Lohan, like that crazy guy that called earlier. This is what they want to hear. They want to feel good. So
it's incredible. I mean, they're not passing this stuff for nothing. They plan to use it, my friend. Oh, well, good to hear from you there in New Jersey, Sam. God bless you. Call us again. We had a lady just calling 2 days ago wanting to meet other people in New Jersey that are like-minded. See, there's another good person in New Jersey. Oh, my gosh. Jim, Paula, Greg, everybody, your calls are coming up, and I'm going to go through all this news.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who think that earlier caller was a fake, you know, call in to act stupid. He was good if he was, but it's like that big national radio host I had on a few weeks ago who from England, who was talking about one of the people that works there in the media, was saying, yeah, well, we are turning to 1984, but Winston was bad, and most people liked Big Brother. You see, I mean, that's what's happening is people are being given this choice. They're being showed this horror of secret arrest of U.S. citizens, and they're going, okay, I'm for it. Sounds good to me. Maybe that's the best thing to happen. Maybe that's freedom. We're going to go to Paula, Jim, George, Dave, Mike, and others. A couple program notes. You know, I am working now on Sundays because the time is short and the enemy knows that, so we're here to get the word out. 4 to 6 p.m. 4 to 6 p.m. on News Radio 590 KLBJ, 590 AM. Hear it from Dallas down to San Antonio on the AM dial, 590. But you can also hear it over the internet at Infowars.com. You can go there and you'll see the KLBJ icon. You can click and listen. And the date has been set, not this Sunday, but next Sunday. It's going to be up on the Genesis Birds syndicated. That's going to be a test show, and then the next weekend it will be open for all the affiliates that already pick up this weekday show to pick up that Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. We hope that you'll pick it up. It's high energy, good broadcast, and I'm coming into the studio, getting out on the field to do it, so we hope you'll pick it up. But regardless, even if you have a computer, it doesn't matter if we don't have an affiliate yet in your area. You can listen via Infowars.com. Now, you'll see the network streams. That'll be my show continually replayed, but you can hear the KLBJ show 2 to 4 p.m. or 4 to 6 p.m. There at Infowars.com. And in closing for this hour, I hope that you will... by the way, by Sunday, I'll have a big analysis, my own analysis. Paul's writing another analysis right now of this bill, this nightmare, H.R. 6054. Unbelievable. To amend Title 10 United States Code to authorize trial by military commission for violations of law, of war, for other purposes. I've already spent about 4 hours studying the final version, and I'm just starting to learn all the full scope of this thing. By Sunday, I'll have a big analysis written up, and Paul's got another big analysis coming up in a few hours. So it'll be a very important show Sunday. That's the point I'm making. And then in closing, if you believe in what we're doing, you need to get a copy of Terror Storm on DVD from Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. You need to get it. You need to make copies of it. You need to get it out to everybody you know. I mean, it is so important now. We expose to the terrorist car, then people can see through the torture and the criminality. Some of them still think they're a real terrorist out there, and this is all being done to keep us safe. The foundation of all this evil are the fact that the globalists carried out 9/11. So get Terror Storm, available at Infowars.com. Get this 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions Part 1 just out, another great film. But get my film, Terror Storm, make copies, get it out to everybody. And if you've got a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and you've got a T1 or a good cable modem, we've got it in incredibly high quality bandwidth, where it almost looks as good as TV. So you can get those and burn those to disk and give them to people. And if I was you, I'd start burning 20, 30 a day on your computer. I'd start burning 20, 30 a day on the DVD. I mean, this is life or death. And we found these videos are very effective at waking people up to the real terrorist star. So please, get Terror Storm now. Frankly, the country's future and our lives, my life for sure, depends on it.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.